Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I've got Glenn Seiler, Vice President of Cloud and SDN Strategy at Wind River Systems. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison. It's a pleasure to be here.
We've had Wind River on the program before, but why don't we just start with some background on what you guys do?
At Wind River, we have really three core product lines, sort of market initiatives, if you will. One of them is around the Internet of Things. Another is around what we call trusted systems, which is things like aerospace and defense, certification products that require certifications, and that type of thing. And the third area is around communications and the telecom infrastructure. Of course, that's the group that I am in and manage products in the communications and intelligent networking products group.
I know that Wind River has joined into the Intel camp. What is it that Wind River delivers that's so synergistic with Intel technology?
We actually have relationship, if you will, with a couple of different business units within Intel. So, for example, we're part of the IoT Solutions Group or Internet of Things Solutions Group, and we're actually working with that group to deliver software components that focus on developing intelligent devices. In that case, we will tailor our software to run specifically on the Intel processors designed for that market segment. Now, with the Data Center Solutions Group, we're also working very closely with that group for support of processors like the Highland Forest and before that the Crystal Forest to ensure that our networking software products are highly optimized for the Intel platform. And then, of course, we commercialize and productize these software solutions and deliver a commercial solution that is tested and supported to Intel and Wind River customers.
You work in the comm segment. I think there's probably very few areas of compute and technology right now that are going under as much change as networking and communications equipment with the advent of network function virtualization and software-defined networking. Can you tell me a little bit about these technologies and why they're so compelling?
I think network function virtualization in particular is probably the biggest trend to come along in the telecommunications industry in several decades. And SDN is having a big effect as well, but right now I still see SDN as more of an impact in the data center than in the actual telecommunications infrastructure. To be specific, we're really talking about changing the way that networks are architected, moving from silos of network elements to multiple network elements running as virtualized software. And then this also changes then the way that services can be deployed. So we're talking about transforming not only the architecture of the network, but the business model and the deployment models of the network. You hear a lot about CapEx and OpEx, and I think the real savings are going to be in the area of OpEx because of the ability to automate software services or network functions that are now developed in software rather than having to be deployed on hardware. It's going to radically change the OpEx model of the network service providers.
It almost feels like the telecom equipment is becoming the lighter lift and maybe, you know, the more capable of a general compute platform that's optimized for telco.
With platforms like Highland Forest, you have the increased performance capability as well as the increased I/O capacity that we really are starting to see solutions like packet gateways and even Cloud RAN networks being deployed. And we're starting to see proof of concepts using Intel architecture where that architecture was not used, you know, a few years ago. So absolutely, we're starting to see that type of change in the market.
So you mentioned Highland Forest. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what makes this platform so compelling and how Wind River works to ensure that solutions were optimized for the new platform.
So if we look at virtualization first, Wind River has a product that we call the Open Virtualization Profile. It's an open virtualization solution based on KVM. So when you start running applications in a virtual machine, the performance gap when you move from a native application to a virtualized application can sometimes be quite prohibitive. But what we've noticed is that with the Ivy Bridge processor that is in the Highland Forest and the support for increased I/O tables, we're seeing a level of performance that mitigates the performance gap to move an application from native solution to a virtualized solution, where you would previously only be able to run one instance of an application, whether it might be a base station or a packet gateway. You can now run multiple instances of those applications on the same host with near native performance, so you're not losing performance. You've mitigated that performance gap that happens when you go to a virtualized environment. And yet you're able to take advantage of all the benefits of NFV, such as the lower OPEX costs and consolidation and so on. So that's an advantage that I think is really starting to take hold now that we have the capabilities that we're seeing in the Highland Forest. So virtualization is one critical area of NFV. Second critical area is networking performance, and especially for areas like firewalls and VPNs, the security protocol performance is critical. So what we're seeing is with the acceleration processor that's the Coleto Creek component of Highland Forest, we're seeing significant performance boosts in our early testing with IPsec protocols, SSL benchmarks, and this is part of a product that we have called the Intelligent Network Platform that delivers fast path protocols, which is an important part of performance for NFV solutions.
How does this benefit the telco provider? Is it just performance, or is it also just understanding that we're getting the every single benefit from all of the features baked into both the hardware and the software?
So first of all, they are going to get the benefit of all these Intel technologies. And it's not just the processor and the hardware. It's also some of the software technologies that Intel's been working on, things like the Data Plane Development Kit and the Quick Assist technologies, is software that's designed to take advantage of Intel hardware. But then what we do at Wind River is we take those software components, integrate them, test them, validate them, optimize for them, and then put them in our software products, and then deliver them with commercial support and roadmaps that allow our mutual customers to have a commercially supported and optimized solution. The customer knows that even though they might be working with a small software company that specializes in delivering high-performance software, they have the power and advantage of working with Intel behind them. And it's a very compelling solution, I think, for a lot of companies.
Glenn, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Can you suggest some place to go for more information about Wind River Solutions?
Certainly. And I always encourage everyone to go to our website, of course, at www.windriver.com. On our website, you can click on our solutions section where we have a dedicated microsite specifically for our intelligent network product, which is optimized for Coleto Creek and Highland Forest. And we encourage everyone to go take a look at that and see some of the advantages that you can get with an Intel Wind River solution.
Well, thanks so much for being on the program today. It's been a delight. We hope to have you guys back soon.
Thank you very much, Allison. I look forward to it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.